Good morning. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Kim. I need to advise you. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Well, I was talking to someone a while ago, and he called me.
Say that again. We were just talking to someone a while ago. The phone had broke up.
Because there's so much status.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, what were you saying?
I was talking with someone a while ago about signing up on unemployment.
Okay.
Y'all's phone just cut off.
Yeah, we was having computer issues earlier. Yes, ma'am. Have you earned wages here in the state of Alabama?
Have I what?
Have you earned wages here in the state of Alabama for your recent severing employer?
Yes.
And are you currently working part-time or not at all?
Not at all. Well, they're sending me home now.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I have your full social?
424-06-1360.
Okay, give me 1 moment.
Well, they're sending me to the health department. I've already talked with the health department.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, can I have your first and your last name?
Teresa Haynes.
And your date of birth?
12/15/65.
And your driver's license number, just asking for security and verification purposes?
503-4390.
Okay, and your mother's maiden name?
Goodwin, G-O-O-D-W-I-N.
Okay, give me 1 moment.
Yeah, either way. Well, it can go out this way.
Okay, you do not have an active claim on file. Your benefit year began August 30th, 2020, and your benefit year ended August 29th, 2021. So you do not have a claim on file. So do you want to reopen your claim?
I was just talking to the guy a while ago from the unemployment office,
mm-hmm.
and we got...
Right, that's what I'm saying. I was just letting you know when your benefit year began and when it ended, and to let you know you do not have a claim on file. So do you want to go ahead and file a claim?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Ms. Teresa L. Haynes, have you worked under another name or social security number or a name change?
No.
And you said your date of birth was December 15th, 1965?
Yes.
And I have to ask, are you male or female?
No, I'm American.
No, I have to ask, your gender, are you male or female?
Female.
All right. And are you a U.S. citizen, yes or no?
Yes.
And don't get offended by this question. I ask everyone this question when they file unemployment claims. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English, yes or no?
No.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you consider yourself disabled, yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes, or
no? And what is the highest grade you completed in school? Say that again? 11? Okay, I couldn't hear you. All right. And I'm going to ask you these last four questions one last time. Please, I'm on the screen. Your mother's maiden name?
My mother's name?
Yes, what is your mother's maiden name?
Goodwin, G-O-O-D-W-I-N.
Okay, do you have a driver's license, yes or no?
Well, yeah, but they're suspended.
Oh, it's just for verification purposes, and I'm on another team, so I have to ask again. I do apologize.
You asked me my number a while ago.
Right, that's what I was saying. I'm on another screen. But I have to ask you these last four questions one more time. Because I'm on another screen, I'm just asking for security and verification for you. So I have to ask again, one last time, due to the fact that I'm on another screen, I'm just asking for verification and security. And what state was your driver's license issued in? Okay, and your driver's license number just one last time?
503-4390.
Okay, if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment direct deposit. If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account.
Ed, something about sending a card, some kind of card.
Okay, so one of the benefits are? Okay. And if you can...
The phone is messed up, really.
Yeah, it is. I can barely hear. Hold on. How's this? Is this better?
That's a lot better.
All right, if you could verify your mailing address just in case Adol wants to get in contact with you via mail.
2225 County Road 558.
Is this
Bill?
What is the state and the zip code?
Alabama.
35077. Okay. So is this an apartment or house? 2225 County Road 558, Hantsville, Alabama 35077.
It's a house.
Okay. And does your mail go to 2225 County Road 558, Hantsville, Alabama 35077, or does your mail go somewhere else?
It goes there.
And has your address changed in the last year? Yes or no?
Yes.
And a good contact phone number for you with the area code first, please?
256-636-2194.
Okay, that phone number one last time is 256-636-2194?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for that. All right, it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following street addresses in Bessemer have you ever lived at or been associated with? 131 Near Nothing Road, 1566 Arcade Terrace, 4447 The Clinton Chapel Road, 5526 12th Street South, or none of the above. You're not familiar with this property.
Down the McClendon Chapel Road, but that's where to go.
Say that one more time. I couldn't hear your response.
I lived on McClendon Chapel Road years ago.
Okay, thank you for that. And what team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Okay, what team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Ackerman, Friday Knights, Spartans, Stars, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And what of the fine vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1994 Pontiac Grand Prix, a 1995 Isuzu Rodeo, 2001 Oldsmobile Alero, 2003 Land Rover Discovery, or you have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I ain't never been associated with those vehicles.
I'm waiting on my computer. Give me one moment. It's loading really slow. I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions, except for one. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months, yes or no?
Have I worked for what?
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification? A TRA stands for Trade Readjustment Allowance.
No.
And when was the last day you worked, month, day, and year?
When was the last day what?
When was the last day you worked, month, day, and year?
Yesterday, this year.
Yesterday, which was 27th. Okay, I just want you to know that I am listening to you. With that being said, these questions do repeat themselves, and I'll have to ask you again later on down the line because I cannot answer these questions for anyone. So you said the last day you worked was July 27, 2022. Is this information correct?
Yes.
All right, I have to inform you of this. Please note your claim will be effective July 24, 2022. You have indicated last day work during this claim week. If you file weekly certification on next week, you'll be required to report your gross earnings for this week. To calculate your earnings, multiply the number of hours worked by your hourly wage. Failure to report wages when earned could be considered fraud and may result in overpayment or penalty. Did you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions except for two. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Yes or no?
Yes.
And do you work for yourself? Do you own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
I work for a business.
All right. No, I'm saying you work for yourself. Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business? A corporate officer is the CEO of a company.
No, I work for someone else. I work for a company.
Yeah, that's what this question was just asking, that's all. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license? Yes or no?
No.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training? Yes or no?
What kind of training?
It's just asking, are you currently registered for or attending school or training? It doesn't elaborate. That's all it asks. Are you available to accept full-time work? Yes or no?
I work full-time.
No, saying, are you available to accept full-time work? Yes or no?
Yes, if I wasn't sick, but I'm sick.
That's just a question that they ask on here because when you file, anyone who's filing for unemployment, one of the requirements for ADOL is for people to be looking for full-time work. That's just a requirement. That's why that question is on here like that. And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Have you applied? Thank you for that. Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
Have I what?
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security? For an employer you have worked for, okay? And have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
I can't hear your response. How many miles are you?
20.
20? Is that what you said? 20?
Yes, 19, 20.
Okay, which one you want to go with, 19 or 20?
Either one, it don't matter. Say 20.
It has to be your answer. I can't answer for anyone at all. What is the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
15 an hour.
Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Yes or no?
I can't hear you.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Yes or no?
Yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Do what now?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Yes or no?
Do I obtain work through a hiring hall? No.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay. Yeah, what? Just asking, do you obtain...
No, it's COVID-related. I'm not... They're not laying me out. They're not firing me or whatever. This is COVID-related.
Yes, ma'am. PUA assistance. There's no longer any PUA claims. Governor Kay Ivey did away with those. We just filed regular unemployment claims. So these questions are questions that we ask everyone who are filing for unemployment benefits. There's no such thing as pandemic unemployment assistance. She did away with that sometime in 2020 or 2021. There's no PUA. There's no pandemic unemployment assistance any longer.
They did away with the COVID unemployment.
Yeah, they did away with that. Yes, ma'am. Governor Kay Ivey did away with that.
Well, Government Kay Ivey needs to have the freaking COVID is what I can all I can say about that.
Yeah, well, this is just a regular unemployment claim. There's no PUA claims any longer. So these questions are just questions that we ask everyone who files for unemployment. That's why these questions.
You know, I didn't get fired from my job. I'm not looking for a job. They won't. Nobody let me work. You got to turn around and go back to the health department right back there. Nobody let me work because I've got this shit.
Well, I understand, but when you're filing unemployment claims, the Alabama Department of Labor wants people to be actively looking for full-time work. It's just their requirement.
I didn't lose my job. I'm not looking for full-time work. I already have I work 54 hours a week. How much more work does Alabama want me to do?
I don't know. I'm just letting you know that's just a requirement, and that's why these questions are on here like this.
This is crazy because all I'm doing is trying to get paid for the time that I'm off because of this stupid COVID I didn't ask for.
Yes, ma'am. Nobody asked for this to be here. But, yeah, I'm just reading these questions off because these.
No, I'm not looking for a job. All I want is paid for the time that I'm off.
Yes, but I understand what you're saying. But, again, these questions are on here. She did away with pandemic unemployment assistance. So did you want to continue filing your unemployment claim? When you file for an unemployment claim, it's just a requirement for you to work full-time, for you to be seeking full-time work. If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. These are just, you know, it's just a requirement, you know. It's just a requirement.
Well, I'm thinking to go into the health department, so I guess they can hear you too.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No, I don't have a date to return to work.
Okay. And what was your job title and or job description?
Well, this is really going to throw you for a loop. I'm a laborer and I clean egg buggies.
Say that again.
I told you.
I couldn't hear you.
I'm a laborer and I clean egg buggies.
Clean egg buggy? Is that what you said?
Egg, chicken eggs.
Oh, eggs. Oh, okay.
We build the buggies, the chicken houses.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Hopefully I can find a description for this. Do you work in a chicken plant?
No, I do not work in a chicken plant. I work in a welding shop.
A welding shop. Hold on a second. And you said you clean. There's no description for what you do. Hold on one second.
I clean the welds up on the egg buggies after they're built. And sometimes I weld.
Okay. Did you like what you did? Same.
It is a job.
Right.
They're working out more than what they're doing, yeah. It's all over my stomach. David made me leave. If David had to deal with this shit, he wouldn't make me leave.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, give me 1 moment, yeah. Nope. You can tell me yes or no for this. Yeah, you can tell, I just asked you, because so far I'm not finding anything. I think I will find it. It says grade, sort, or classify unprocessed as food other than ultra-culture products by size, weight, color, or condition.
It's what now?
No, that's not it. Or try this one. Did you attend to live farm, ranch, or agricultural animals that may include cattle, sheep, swine, goats, horses, and other equines, poultry, finished shellfish, and bees? Attend to animals produced for animal products?
Listen to me. We don't work in the field. We are, it's called Live Haul is the name of the company. We build the buggies that goes to chicken houses for egg houses.
Mm-hmm.
We build the buggies that they use to pick up the eggs. We don't work in, I guess it's in the poultry.
Right, because that's what I'm just trying, because I can, only thing I can do is just type in the job title in the description, and then it just pops up. So I just trying it, you know. Because nothing is listed, so,
it would be in the poultry department.
Okay, give me 1 second.
All right, I'm going into the health department now, so maybe I won't lose you.
Hold on 1 second. It's not classified.
Hey, I called earlier. I had COVID a couple of weeks ago, and now this is back. It's all over me. And she was supposed to call me back, but she never did. Okay, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, it's not listed. It's not listed. Give me 1 second. Okay. All right. Yeah, I could not find that. So are you looking for work in your current occupation? Yes or no?
No, because I have a job.
Okay. Yes, I can explain this question. So I can't tell you how to answer this question, but since you already have a job, right? And I'll just ask again, are you looking for work in your current occupation? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Well, since you answered no, I need to enter a job title, because this pops up. I need to enter a job title in your job description, which reflects the occupation you are trying to gain employment in. What job title in your job description are you seeking a job for?
Um,
I don't know, because I don't know. I mean, in the poultry department, I guess.
So, do you want to use hand tools to perform routine cutting and trimming of meat, poultry, and fish? Is that what you want to do?
Sure.
Okay. And do you have experience in the type of work you are seeking? Yes or no?
Yes.
And on your W-2 or paycheck stub, how is it, what is the name of the company on your W-2 or paycheck stub? How is it listed?
It's listed as Live Hall, L-I-V-E, and then Hall, H-A-U-L.
Is it Live Hall? Okay. Is it Live Hall Products, Inc.?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And a good contact phone number for the place that you worked at with the area code first, please?
Oh, I don't know their phone number.
I can Google it.
Wait a minute, let me see if it's on this. No, they're not. It's not on this paper. I don't know the number right off my hand.
On what city and state was your business located in that you worked at?
Wait, what now?
What city and state was this Live Hall Products, Inc. located at where you worked at?
Coleman, Alabama.
You said Carmen, Alabama? I can't hear. Say that again.
Coleman, C-U-L-L-M-A-N.
Oh, Coleman. Okay, thank you. Coleman, Alabama. Hold on. Okay, is the address 1328 Bolt Road, Southeast, Coleman, Alabama, 35055. And the phone number
yes.
they have associated with this place of business is 256-734-8614. Does that phone number sound familiar to you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and when did you start working at Live Hall Products, Inc.? Monday in year.
It was in February, the 1st of February. I'm not sure what day.
Okay. And, yes, fine. And then what year?
This year.
So you guesstimate February 1st, 2022? Is that correct? Did I hear you correctly?
It was in February, the 1st of February.
Okay. And when was the last day you worked, Monday in year?
Yesterday.
Okay.
But now... 2 weeks ago, I was off with COVID.
Yes, ma'am. And what city and state was your work performed in?
Coleman, Alabama.
Okay, give me 1 second. I need to inform you of this. Please note your labor.alabama.gov says, please note your claim will be effective July 24, 2022. You have indicated last day work during your claim week. If you file a weekly certification on next week, you will be required to report your gross earnings for this week. To calculate your earnings, multiply the number of hours worked by your hourly wage. Failure to report wages when earned could be considered fraud and may result in overpayment or penalty. Did you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said the city and state your work was performed in was in Coleman, Alabama?
Yes.
All right. 1 moment. All right, and have you received or do you expect to receive any of fine pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, yes or no?
No.
Do you sick pay, yes or no?
No.
And holiday pay, yes or no?
No.
All right. All right. And have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer? Do you not include severance or Social Security benefits?
No.
Okay. And what is the reason why you're no longer working?
COVID.
Did they give you a return date to go back to work?
Yes, but I have it again. And I did go back to work, but Now I have it again. So.
No, I'm saying this time that you have it again, did they give you a return date to go back to work this time?
Not yet. I'm at the health department now.
Okay, so since you are job attached, you know, and this would be like considered a leave of absence because you have a job to go back to. You're going to have to call back when you have that information of when you can go back to work, unless you want to guesstimate your return date to go back to work.
I'm going to say 2 weeks, maybe. I can change it, though. I mean, I can call back and change it, can't I?
No, once we file an employment claim, we can't go back in and change it. So it's very important, like the first time you do this, that you have all your information accurate, you know, because you have to answer these as honest as possible. But you'll have to contact the required department to make any changes to your unemployment claim. I can't make any changes. Once it's filed, it's filed.
Okay.
So you do have...
Well, let's just say 3 weeks because I'm not, you know, I'm really, I thought I was well, but I'm not.
Okay. So you have a leave of absence is what this is called. And name and title of the person who granted you the leave of absence, was it your supervisor?
Yes. It was the boss over the whole plant.
What was her or his name?
David.
And he's the supervisor, you said, or owner?
Yes. He's the supervisor.
Okay. And I have to ask, why are you on your leave of absence, maternity, medical, military, or other?
Medical.
Okay. And who requested the leave of absence, you or your employer?
My employer.
Okay. And when does your leave of absence begin?
Today.
Okay. Today is the 26th. And when does your leave of absence end?
I don't know. When I'm better, that's all I know.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You're going to have to, you know, call back when you have that information. I can save this for you. And you can always call back when you have that information.
Well, we said 3 weeks a while ago. We might as well say 3 weeks on this because either way.
Okay. So you're saying Thursday, August 18th?
Yes.
That will be 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks from today. Okay. All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right, your temporary PIN. You might want to write this down, and then I have some important information and instructions to give you.
Hold on, the doctor's out here. Okay, what is the... 6065.
6065.
Okay.
All right, I have important instructions and phone numbers to give you. All right, Ms. Teresa L. Haynes, the following instructions, phone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov/vosnet/ and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively
go to the doctor, the hospital.
And actively seeking full-time work.
I had COVID 2 weeks ago. And the rash was there before.
We're waiting to hear back from our district office.
Okay, and now it started about yesterday, and it's just getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
It's all over me.
Okay. Yeah, I think actually I had to talk to
him
earlier.
Yeah, and that made me leave work.
Okay. Well, we have to talk to our sisters.
I can't. You know, we had already finished your unemployment claim, and you know, I was just reading these instructions. I can't.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, so where was I? So unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and then on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via phone, the phone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by phone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss your findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Teresa L. Haynes, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't guess.
Okay. So all you need to do is file your weekly certification this Sunday coming up, which is July 31st. And it is a requirement that you file weekly certification every Sunday after that until you find a full-time job. Once you find a full-time job, you're no longer required to file weekly certifications, only for people who work part-time or not at all.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Taxi to Alabama and the Queens Line. You enjoy your day, Ms. Teresa Haynes.
You too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Take care.
Damn, you talked to her all, though.